Off meetings, meeting, which I think we all received by email or in your office. Are there any changes or additions to those minutes? If not, we will entertain a motion to accept.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Approved, 5-0. Next item is to discuss, since Dave and I are in our final month of appointment, as to what you want to do. Who would you like to get in our place?
Okay. I heard part of that. Say that again?
Well, we were appointed for 2 years.
Right.
And it ends up this month.
Right.
So now, do you have some nominations to...
I wasn't prepared to bring nominations today because I haven't talked to the individuals. I have names on my list, but I haven't. Do we have to make that nomination today, Donna?
No.
Thank you.
It's not done here. It's done by the county commission.
It needs to be done by the commission.
County commission.
Oh, so we don't do it
at BOE. We do it in our commission meetings. So.
Okay. I would think so.
Okay.
Well, before we move on from there, Mr. Stropas is... putting his autograph on a couple of certificates. We, the county commission, would like to thank Dr. Rose and David very much for your service.
Well, thank you very much.
The
thank
last
you.
Couple of years.
Appreciate it.
If you got interest in staying, I've heard some that you did and you didn't, whatever. If you got any interest in staying, let us know. We appreciate it.
Everybody
knows it. Been long full last earlier in the year, and you all were true troopers. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Table items and parcel 1860. What's this one?
That is Obi Jones has been tabled for the last couple of sessions, and he did come in to the office sometime in the last week and asked what the decision had been, and I told him it had been tabled, and so that's why I put it on the agenda to discuss it, because he's waiting for a decision.
Well, I can just tell you exactly what the situation is. In simple terms, in 2006, a house was built. On a lot. The split was made, but the house was put on the wrong lot. The person who had the house put on him was Obi Jones. He didn't come in 07 and complain to the BOE. He may have come in and talked to the assessor a few times. He never appealed to the BOE, and the taxes weren't paid in 07. And as a matter of fact, he didn't come into the BOE in 08 either. And eventually the house was put on the correct lot. The people who had the house on their lot paid their taxes as if there was no house on it. So they made out. And Obi Jones didn't appeal the fact that it was put on his property that he kept. So he... didn't make out. He made out poorly. There were some suspicions that perhaps Obi was related to the Glazers, who are the people with the other lot. And I have no evidence that they were actually in any way related. So it wouldn't be a conspiracy between relations to pay the taxes and then have... Obi Jones complained later. So, you know, I guess they don't have to be related to do that, but the Glazers didn't come in until December to pay it, so it's not like they rushed in to pay it. So obviously there was a mistake, and the Glazers made out because of the mistake, and somebody has to pay those taxes, or the taxing districts get... they lose that value, so the Hollister School District and I guess Western Taney County Fire, whoever, would
in the disability district would all lose money if you were to forgive the amount for Mr. Jones, you know, the difference between the land bare and the land with that house on it, because the house was never on it. So the taxing districts will lose that money if you do that. But I'm not going to tell you whether to do it or not do it. It's my philosophy that if you didn't come into BOE and you didn't complain, that's the reason why you have to come into BOE, because if you don't, you can't straighten the situation out before the end of the year. Somebody else pays the taxes, and then you haven't appealed. Why should you have, even though you're right, why should you have the right to have that taken off of the lot when you slept on your rights? But if you feel that you need to do that, I'm not going to tell you what to do. But you know, I think we ought to stick to the strict rules whenever we can, because there's a reason for those rules.
The house was completed in 2006.
That's correct.
So it would be the 2007 and 8 taxes.
Correct.
And 09 got corrected and paid.
Is that correct, James?
I think 08 got corrected. I think 07 is all that was in question.
The BOE actually corrected 2008.
Right.
And 2009 has been corrected. It's just 2007. But I will say that he has been trying to get this fixed since at least June of 2008, because it came before the BOE at that point, but there was the reason that the abatement was written in wrong, and so the board denied it because the information given to the board was wrong.
Right. Well, the information given to the board at that time was that it had to do with whether it was complete or not on January 1st, 2007, and it was complete on January 1st.
And so the board rightfully, based upon the information they had, denied it. But I think if the board at that point would have realized what the real reason was, they may have had a different opinion.
Well, he's supposed to pay his taxes by the end of 2007. And if he pays his taxes, he's done. If he doesn't pay his taxes under protest, he should be done. The problem here is that the house was never on his lot. It's not right, morally, that he is going to be paying for a house that was never on his lot. But while that may not be right morally or equitably, the legal aspect of it is he slept on his rights, and he should have appealed in summer BOE of 2007. And even if he didn't, he should have paid under protest or done something before the end of 2007, and he didn't. And there's a reason why the law is set up that way, because it could have been straightened out perhaps before the end of 2007, but the Glazers came in and paid their taxes based on bare land rather than the house. They made out, Mr. Jones was to his detriment, and right now if we forgive that tax, it's money that doesn't go to the taxing districts that should have gone to the taxing districts. All I'm saying is we have rules. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but...
But you said he should have appealed in 2007 BOE.
Correct.
Well, he may not have known it if it didn't get put on the books, the new house put on the books until then. He may not have known it. And actually, if it got put on the wrong lot, that's not something that comes before BOE. He could just go to the assessor and say, hey, you got a house on here that's not mine, shouldn't he?
In early 2007, but he would have gotten, and he did get, an increased notice in 2007. So on that increased notice, he should have looked at it and said, wait a minute, my value of my raw piece of land worth, and I'll just throw some values out here, $20,000 is now worth $120,000. That's not right. And then even after that, when he got his bill for his taxes, he would have said, wow, my taxes have gone up five times or something. And he should have done something in circuit court at that point. Yet he didn't. I don't know what he did as far as going to the assessor and other people, but he did not take advantage of his legal rights to go to the Board of Equalization, nor did he go to circuit court. Now, that said, it's not right that he should have to pay taxes on a house that he didn't own, but that's not this board's fault. That's not the taxing district's fault. He slept on his rights. But, you know, again, I'm one for following the strict law. That's my job, to tell you what the law is. Okay?
Well, I have a question on that. Based on what you're saying, then clerical errors and erroneous errors that we catch, this would be a clerical error.
It would not be a clerical error.
Let me finish my statement, okay? It was assessed incorrectly, which would be a erroneous assessment.
No, it wouldn't. You've got to look at the definition by the case law of what an erroneous assessment or a clerical error is. And this does not fit within those, in my opinion, but
okay.
You do what you want.
I'm just trying to clarify something, because this is going to set a precedence either way we go. So, erroneous error, if that doesn't include the assessor saying you owe for three houses that you've never owned before, what does it apply to?
And now we're going to hear the rest of the story, if you'll allow me to.
No, I just want to ask one quick question. Just one. The resolution should have been in 07. Nonetheless, either paying the taxes in protest at the end of 07. There should have been something to indicate that the taxing person disagrees.
Where this went bad, Mr. Strophas, is the Glazers didn't come in.
Right.
Late and pay their taxes. They ran in immediately when they got their tax bill, paid their taxes. Then the assessor had no place to put the house. I had no place to take that house because it's not lawful for me to then add a tax amount to a paid tax bill.
When they ran in, it was in December that they paid, isn't it?
Not in 07.
Okay.
And that's when Mr. O.B. Jones showed up to start complaining on his tax bill was after the fact of the Glazers paying their tax bill. Hmm. And we had no place to take the house then through a BOE action because...
But did he show up in 07, though?
In the fall of 07, complaining about... He got his increases and all this stuff, okay. But the Glazers paid the tax bill.
Then he showed up, is what you're
then
saying?
Then he showed up. Then there we was, no place to take the house. My recommendation is to take the house off, make O.B. Jones pay his 07 rightful taxes with penalties and interest, and
well, have the penalties and interest already been waived, though? The penalties and interest can be waived due to an error by the governmental entity. And this would clearly be, you're talking about a totally different thing with clerical error or erroneous assessment. Under 711, the new statute, when there's an error by the governmental entity, whatever that error may be, you're allowed to waive the penalties and interest. And I can't remember whether the commission has waived the penalties and interest. It wouldn't be the BOE, I don't think.
I don't believe I would waive the penalties and interest on his rightful payment of that garage and the rest of that lot. I would waive the penalty and interest against the house that was put on that.
Right.
But if you're taking the house off... And he'd be paying the penalties and interest on what he should be paying the penalties and interest.
That's correct, because it came up for tax sale.
And he didn't, although he did tell you he should have been advised to come before BOE and a formal decision made, which was made incorrectly because we didn't have all the evidence.
Well, that's where it's all about, is the
but
house...
But it was a decision that shouldn't have been made anyway. 08, you shouldn't even be considering 07 taxes in an 08 BOE.
Right. Well, it's just been a mess ever since it began, but that would be my recommendation.
Well,
you guys do whatever you want to do.
That's where I wanted some clarification, because I thought the only time we can adjust and assess valuation in the following year, but if there's an error that's made and it's being made by us, at what point is it in the same year? In other words, until December 31st of this year, we can correct errors, but as of January 2010, to correct any errors that were made in 2009? I mean, I'm just trying to get some...
I've given this opinion before. I don't have this opinion with me. I can get you that written opinion concerning what is the definition of erroneous assessments, erroneous payments, clerical errors. I've given that. These gentlemen can... I'm sure they can remember that I've given this before. It's a very... narrow definition of what those things are.
And isn't it not the case law that has determined where we are on that? I know you're correct, Bob. We've had lots of discussion. I had big questions, and we went through all that, and I didn't like the outcome, but that's the way it happens sometimes.
Well, the fact is, we shouldn't be dealing with 07 and 09. I mean, there's no way we should be dealing with 07 and 09. You don't just not appeal. You don't just let your property go to tax sale and then have to come in and redeem it and then ask somebody to take it off of the tax bill when you haven't done anything as far as taking legal action to to fight the fact. But
what Jim I appreciate said, James's suggestion, and the one question I have is, he came in and met with the BOE or with the commission, and I don't remember, but good old Bob got the, Mr. Paulson got the job of working, getting it ironed out. I think James and Sheila was here also, and everybody agreed that we can get this worked out and Bob will do it. Well, that didn't happen for whatever reason. So, James, what you're asking, is that what was agreed on that day? Do you remember?
Yeah, I think it's to take
is that
the house
what you
off.
Kind of agreed.
We're just going to lose. Basically, we're going to lose the house for that year of 07, and I'm sure the Hollister and Western school districts aren't sitting there looking at some money back in 07 in their current budget. Right.
Well, I'll make a motion.
That is new anyhow.
To take James' suggestion to
clarify this.
Okay, if I could rephrase this, then. The motion would be to delete
the house
from there. Period. In other words, the county's going to eat that.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd be assessed the interest on the land with penalty and interest.
The garage in his land.
Mm-hmm. Whatever it was. What?
First split I ever had where a man split a garage from his house.
Yes, I second it.
So, James, you can split that out. You can pull the house out of there and the penalties and interest.
Yeah, it's corrected.
On the house only.
Yeah.
And then.
It's been corrected.
It'll happen that way automatically. Once we go and delete the house off, the tax
card
automatically
be
recalculated with penalties and
interest.
Right.
Well, I can understand Bob's point on it.
I do too.
That the guy did come in 07, even though it didn't come in until the end of the year, but he came in and said, look here, and that's when it should have been corrected right then, even though you could not have put it on the other people's bill.
Right, it was after the fact.
I know, but still, I mean, we should have taken it off of his bill at that point, shouldn't we? If he come in and said, look here what you did, I mean,
you guys request me to make sure that if I take something off, I've got an add-on in for it. I've been chewed on that several occasions over the last 2 years.
You don't know.
But I mean, it wasn't like he waited 2 years to say anything. I mean, he did say something.
The huge argument was, Dave, the house wasn't done. Well, we proved that was absolutely not right. The house was done. So when that argument failed, then it got into this other stuff.
Okay.
Well, because, now you got me thinking, James, because of that, which wasn't his fault, should we be relieving his penalties and interest on the garage and the bare land?
No, because he could have done the same thing he did now. He could have paid the tax bill, as Bob said, under protest, right, as being an erroneous assessment. And he's done that now since he was forced into it by the tax sale.
Would have cost him less.
Yeah, he could have done the same thing at that point and followed it through.
Why was his argument in 07 that the house wasn't done when it wasn't even his house?
That wasn't his argument. It was a clerical error inputting the abatement.
Oh, okay.
James and so guys we all thought like that was the reason it was like it was denied because, well, yeah, the house was done, so it was denied.
I see.
We had a photo.
That was not 07 BOE.
Right. We had a photo of the house in 06 with the driveways and cars and everything there as being done.
There's a motion before the board.
When did he sell the house?
Any further discussion?
Yeah, October of 06. I've got all that information upstairs.
Already checked it. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. To vote on the motion to delete the house from that property for 07 and to charge the taxes on the property that was left there, the garage and that, and the land, and penalty and interest thereof. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Nay? Mm-hmm.
Nay.
4-1. Okay. Review of the abatements attached. You going to take the personal property first?
No, let's do the real estate first.
Okay.
Two zero one zero zero six oh five and 606.
Okay.
Tell us what that was about.
That's Aldridge.
Yes, I went out last year, measured this house personally myself. Jimmy Harding was with me at the time.
We brought it through the process. Don't know what happened. The lady come in and said, James, I didn't get the tax bill on my house. You came and measured. And I said, well, you should have. And she asked that we put it on. So basically, we are adding a house. We're abating 605 to zero and putting their house on one more time on 606 on the res on the owner's request.
The one you're taking off the tax rolls is just a lot?
It's just agriculture land, taking it to zero. And we'd added their house on last year. For some reason, it fell through the system. So we're adding it back again this year, and they're wanting to pay their taxes.
That's nice having someone come in and say, we owe you more. How can we deny this?
Is that legal? Just joking.
Who knows?
A motion?
Is there a motion? We accept?
I'll make a motion to accept.
Chuck?
Second.
Second. Dave? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. 5-0.
613 and 614. Same situation. Res and computer. Res and utility dropped off the computers, so we strictly just added it back on. Would ask that, and their tax bill will increase.
And we're not, we don't assess penalty and interest or something like that, do we?
No, this is current.
Oh, okay.
This is current.
These are all 2009.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Second.
613, 614.
All in favor say aye.
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 5-0.
Thank you. Pause that.
692. Is a mapping error that makes a duplicate tax bill if we don't abate 692 to zero. The actual value should have not have been on this 313 parcel, and it should, this bill here should go to zero. It is a duplicate.
Motion.
I'll move that we approve it.
Second. I'll second it. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Approve.
And on my mapping here, it has the where it went to, 1050. Okay. The next parcel deals with the same issue. 694, 695, 696, 697, 698, 699, 700. These are all duplicate and should be taken to zero. And it, this is strictly a mapping number change. All of these have references to numbers where this value went.
So the value has been added on some other
right.
property.
Right, just strictly a mapping number change. The original, I've got it right here, that carried all these in our computer system is a deleted parcel. So all these are duplicates.
So the, these numbers would disappear off of the
right
parcel. I'll make that motion.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 5-0.
This is a Tri-Sons, 725 is a Tri-Sons situation where the barn was on a wrong parcel.
No, excuse me just a second. You skipped 701.
It may be here. I skipped 701.
No, he named it because I checked it.
I thought he just went through 700.
I did too. Had 700.
Just 700 what we had to.
Did you?
Okay, checked on mine.
I think you got
Lamar advertising. What we're talking about.
That sounds like something about a
billboard.
Billboard, yeah.
There is 701, and it shouldn't have been in that group.
Well, none of us except Danny included the group, so.
It's not been.
I did say 701. I did say it. 701.
Brotherly love for you. That's brotherly love right there. Hearing things. That's it.
What is 701?
It's a billboard that doesn't exist. We went and checked and double checked and all that type of stuff, and it had been removed.
Make a motion to approve 701.
Second. All in favor say
aye.
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 Parcel number 725 takes a barn off that sits right on a survey line that we had on the wrong parcel, and it's lowering agricultural value from 870 to 570.
Is the barn on another property that's been assessed?
Yes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Five and all. Seven, two, six. And 727, I assume, go together?
726 is taking it to zero, the parcel to zero.
Thank you.
727 is running it back on.
And what was the reason for that?
Split was done incorrectly on our part.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Five and on.
Okay. This is still a portion of that 730 and 731. It's where splits were done incorrectly. The 730 takes it to zero. The 731 runs it back on to the correct split.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right.
767, I'm jumping forward on you guys.
Well, that's next one.
Okay, 767, 769 are City of Branson's, taking them to zero.
Motion to approve.
That's some property that they bought now?
Yeah.
Second.
Okay, Branson purchases.
Aye.
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 Aye. Pick a couple of people to make the motion.
Okay, 70.
79
is taking a piece of property to zero.
No, not, 79 and 80 are the same people, so probably the same thing.
Yeah, but I can't figure out why we combined them to two different areas. We combined the seven. The value of 779 is in parcel 4, and the value of 80 is in parcel 3. Okay. We were taking these two tax bills to zero.
Taking
both of them?
They're combining parcels into larger parcels.
Okay. So both of these are zero then?
Right. We're taking these two to zero.
779 and?
780.
There is another parcel number then that forms those two.
Right. Okay. Combined with parcel 3 and combined with parcel 4.
Where are they?
They're not in here. They were had already been combined, but it had
created, already been done.
That yeah, it okay. created a tax bill.
Motion approved 779-78.
Second that motion.
All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, here comes a...
792.
Okay, this is a situation that has been incorrect
since 1989. The house was put on, and the lady just said, call me and ask, said, Mr. Strahan, would you please come remeasure our house? And we did, and the square footage was wrong by a tremendous amount.
That was in 89?
In 1989, the house is built in a triangle. And whoever measured it in 1989 measured it to be a square. So she's actually been paying on twice as much house as she should have been paying on since 1989.
What's the request here for?
The request is to lower this value to the correct square footage.
For this year?
There's not any request to go back and...
No. She asked if we could go back to 1989. I said, no, ma'am, that's a heck of a request. But it is erroneous assessment and measured wrong.
Who would be accepted?
No, we understand my adult argument. Because there's no reason like this.
Yeah. Well, once they call you on it, you got to do it.
So the request is just to fix 09?
Fix 09's.
I move for that change.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. 797, 798. Was a mistake on our part. A regular abatement and an add-on. We did find a letter in our file dated 4309 of this condo going from res to commercial. We looked through the entire system and found the letter. The gentleman was correct. He made the request, and we did not change it.
From commercial to res, you mean?
Yes.
Spun from commercial to residential?
Mm-hmm.
Normally, you know, we wouldn't change, but if this was an office error, I think we have to change it.
And it's dated. It isn't one we got last month requesting it. It's dated 4309 is what his letter was dated.
Motion to approve.
But you already had it in your second possession, right?
Mm-hmm.
You already, yeah, because we have a lot of people who send in their letters dated earlier but have a
November
date stamp on the envelope.
Yeah, this is no doubt about it. We missed it. It was a clerical anyhow, because whenever somebody changed the C to an R, they didn't go into the back, or they did go into the back and it didn't change it like it should have.
Will be accepted.
Aye.
We had a motion and a second.
Yeah,
a motion and a second.
Sure. Aye. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Balda, Marcel Balda.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at here. How come there's... Do you know why there's... okay. Okay, Ms. 39 is taking the res off of Marcellus Balda's property, and we put the res then on 41 and 42. We have to abate 41 because it was an incorrect value, and we added the res then to 42 as an add-on abatement, getting the res on the correct parcel.
So Balda ends up with an empty lot?
Right. Parcel. That's 839, 841, and 842 corrects the tax bills.
Motion for approval.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 And then on abatement 840, I wrote this abatement, and so... basically, what happened here is the taxpayer, for some reason, and I haven't checked with the IS department yet, but they did not get the 50% decrease in their 2009 increase. And so this abatement is taking, it started out at 17,940 residential, and this abatement would lower it to $15,985, which is just... $1,955 reduction.
but for some reason she did not get that one half decrease, and it's not a new construction or anything like that.
It was an add-on in December of 2008, and that may have been why Melissa didn't pick it up. But it was an add-on at $14,000, and so we did not receive it. And then 2009, it was assessed at $17,000. So we did not get the
Where is the property, does that tell you?
It's Fox Point, Branson Hills.
I think you gentlemen made a standing motion for them to correct anything that was erroneous to your motion this summer, I believe.
Yeah.
Motion to approve 840.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right.
All right.
All right, and then one last real estate issue. There's not an abatement written for this one. This is, I gave you copies of the Crasco properties. Evidently, there's three buildings on this one parcel, and that's something that I guess probably needs to be dealt with, but that's another issue. But he just basically said that he had been told that these would not be on, they were new construction buildings, and that he was told they wouldn't be on the books for 2009, and then he got a tax bill for all three of them. So I told him I would need to have copies of the occupancy permit, and he came back with those on the three buildings. Two of them were not completed until March, but one was completed on December 31st. So he's really just asking on those two buildings. He thought that they wouldn't be on the books for 2009. I specifically asked him how far along they were on January 1st, 2009, and he said they were 80% complete.
Have any of them been sold?
They're rentals.
They're rentals?
Yeah. And he did get his increased notices.
You sent somebody to look at them?
Yes.
Motion for approval.
Motion to write an abatement?
Yeah.
Is that what the assessor thinks? I like your opinion.
I'm depending on my field people to say that they were done. They put them on up in the year. First, I believe the gentleman said that none of them was done, but then when he got his occupancy permits, he said, oh, my goodness, one of them was done. So I'm leaving it up to this board. I can't testify that they was done. But I do know we went through the process, and so.
I heard a motion over here, Bruce.
Yeah, if his people went and looked at them, I made motion for approval.
Is there a second?
And an abatement written.
I'm not sure I understand. The motion will do what?
The motion will leave the one building on and remove the other two. Is that correct?
Leave them on at 80%.
At 80%?
Yeah.
All three of them, or just
no,
the
one on at full amount, and the other two at 80%.
Yeah, your motion was a little confusing.
Yeah, I thought
you
meant
because like
we were talking about taking those off.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
He didn't ask for 80%, or nothing was said about it. He just said that they were 80% complete.
Right, but we have the right percentage. I'm sorry, I didn't make the motion clear, but that's what I wanted.
All right, the motion is to change the tax. Or the value to 100% on the one, 80% on the other two.
Yep.
Are we going to, I mean, I know we've been in on this a couple of times, and I know we have the right to do it on a percentage, but and that's kind of what was stated, but do we open a can of worms on every house that's being built in the county? And
next year they'll all be that way, Dave.
Will they?
Yeah, because they adopted the occupancy.
So we'll do percentages on
you'll be all prorated next year on new construction. Every single one of them. Now see, the argument this gentleman made to me was he liked his carpet and the bills he brought me, he tried to show me where he wasn't totally complete, but we had a lot of that.
Okay.
I mean, you know, and trim not on or something, and my guys put it on as being complete.
That's the reason I asked, because you know, in our classes that we went to up there, and they said that percentage charge was okay. And then he's wrote on here that they were 80% complete, so I felt.
And that's your motion.
Uh-huh.
100% on one, 80% on the other two.
On the other two.
Is there a second to that?
Sure, a second.
All in favor say aye.
Okay.
Okay, this note here says that he was told that they wouldn't be on this year's books.
He said to me, and I'm sure he did, he said to Clyde, prior to Clyde working here, about the standard procedure of new houses being on the books. Now, he got his, and I'm telling you, he got his notices. We've got copies of his notices. He got copies of the increases and everything this spring, just like I shouldn't say everybody did, but he did.
So he did get copies.
He got copies of his land increase.
Didn't do anything until the bill come out.
Right.
Okay. So we're going to reduce two houses by 20% off the bill.
Are we doing this because the taxpayer is requesting it?
No.
The assessor says it's an erroneous error.
No. The reason I'm doing it is because he sent his people out there and they said that they were 80% done or agreed with him.
Not on what they went and seen, Danny. I made that decision on what he showed me that was done after the first of the year, and which was this carpet.
So your people went out to see.
My people didn't go out in November to see what was done on January 1. The question is confusing me here. I sent people out there since he has requested this, but it's irrelevant to what they've seen because they're all done, and there are people living there now. We sent people out at the time they were put on.
Well, it doesn't change my motion anything.
Right.
These are what, three houses in the $100,000 bracket?
Yeah, they're rent houses up here on Forsyth Hill.
Before we vote, my preference would have been that we put the one that was completed at 100% and left the other two off, since we're kind of in a in-between situation until next year when everything will be treated that way. I know we've done this on a couple already.
You're going
to put on percentage.
Right. And you're going to have a little problem following occupancy permits because we have found in what little bit we've dealt with occupancy permits, they may be 60 days behind. They may let them.
Exactly done.
Right. They're not exact. Occupancy permits kind of follows the administration that's administering them.
You can't go by them except for if they have one, you know it was there on January 1.
Right.
But just because it was later doesn't mean it wasn't substantially complete.
Yeah, they could complete and then wait until it was rented before they went and got an occupancy permit.
Sure.
And
that's
3 months later.
I'm pretty well assuming that's what's happened here because the carpet wasn't in either. This gentleman didn't present powerful persuasive that somebody hung the sheetrock, somebody set the plumbing, somebody after the first of the year. All I seen was a carpet, that they laid some carpet. And so.
But basically all in the past couple of years, if the house wasn't 100% done, we didn't put it on, right? Except for a rare occasion or two.
Not since we went to our schooling deal. We've had two or three cases where we went.
There's lots of percentage houses in Taney County.
But we questioned that up there, you know.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I agree, but
I've got a 60%. I've got two or three 60 and 50% houses that's been on the books since I've been in office at that. Because the people just ain't going to do no more.
But the way I've understood it through the years is if it was a normal process where a house was in construction for 6 months or whatever.
Right.
And it wasn't complete, livable in there, you didn't put it on until it was.
No. You've misunderstood that because we have many houses, and I'm talking hundreds of houses that might be to the... Well, we had one guy, if you'll remember, an argument come in and showed us his telephone was hooked up January 1 and claimed his house wasn't complete. So you got to draw the line somewhere of where he got, I think his 2nd of January, and I'll tell you who it was, Jeske come in and said he had a telephone bill where he got his phone hooked up the 2nd day of January, so his house shouldn't be on the tax rolls. So So somewhere there's a point of 90% complete, 95% complete. If we say 100% and somebody moves in it, we'll have to leave the new construction books wide open to all contractors.
I agree with you, and I've voted with you on that, that there was a matter of a few days from
right.
when, around the first of the year, you went ahead and put it on. I think you did right. But if that house wasn't complete in November where people could live in it, short of a telephone or something like you're talking about, you've not put them on is what I've, for the most part, again, there's been the exceptions, but for the most part, until we got into this year and talked about the occupancy thing, and then this year we've had some that we've done 80%. Anyway, it seems like, again, my thought is this year is kind of a changeover year, and because of that, I just assume.
When my gentlemen drive through there, here's how they do that. If they drive through in November and don't see any siding on a house, it won't go on that year. But if they just drive through in November and they see some sheetrockers working there on a house and some siding boys there, they'll more than likely put it on. They won't go back to say, well, that, yeah, it was completed December 31st. We have, and you know the story, 44,000 parcels, and we can't all be there January 1 of the... So that's the way they do it, from October through December, and I'll just... We guess of whether they're going to finish it or not.
Right.
And so.
But my argument is that those, like you said, that don't have the siding on in October, November, whatever, and the guys go by, you've put zero on.
Right.
Assuming that it wasn't going to be done.
But if it had the walls and and all it was like was the carpet, them dudes
that's
are on.
That's a different story. I agree.
I like the idea at least having a percentage. This thing. Was it completed because there wasn't carpet or some little thing on January 1st? Down on more than one island in the Caribbean, I made the comment one time when I was down there. How come so many places here, like the top floor doesn't have any windows in it or something like that? And they said, well, until it's absolutely complete, there's no taxes. And people have been living in here for years, but they don't quite complete it. That way they get out of taxes. And I'd hate to see us go to something like that.
Yeah, you got to really be careful or you'll set a precedent on that. Because I left a piece of trim off my cabinets purposely because I was always wanted my wife bragging on me. And it's not on today, and we built our house in 1983. So it's just up to you gentlemen and as far as that part goes.
Right now the motion is... And it's been seconded to keep the one house at 100% and the other two at 80%.
That's it. That's what
all
I seconded.
All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed.
4-1.
All right.
Half. We got to have some loyal opposition in on one.
That's right. And think we're a bunch of yes men.
We don't want that happening.
Mine.
That takes care of the real estate.
We're done for the day then?
Well, we've got some personal property.
Yes.
We can just plow through those.
Let plow, girl.
Let's do the refunds one by one, though, because they're refunds, and they always seem to require a little bit more discretion. I have the first one is abatement number 2010-0784, and this is for the tax year 2007.
784?
Yeah. They paid for a vehicle they did not own. It was a rent to own thing, and they're requesting a refund. It's an assessed value of $1,030 refund on assessed value of $1,030. So, but it's from 2007.
Any documentation on the rental?
Yeah, they do. They have the rental agreement here, the purchase, rental purchase.
Wait, did you see that stuff?
Well, yeah, I got a question about that.
Yeah.
How do we? Did they check it? I mean, they had to check it on their tax bill.
Did they buy it at the end or not?
Well, that's 2007. I mean, see, it's on Branson Auto's bill, and here's a copy of Branson Auto's bill,
and here's the purchase agreement.
Did Branson Auto already pay the taxes?
Yeah.
So it was paid twice?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. It was paid twice, but it wasn't paid out of them, right. But, okay, motion to approve. 784.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 What was yours over there? Was that a grant or a?
It was aye.
Aye. Okay. 5-0.
With an accent.
That was 84, wasn't it?
With an accent.
All the way to the script.
784 was the number.
Okay.
Okay, this is abatement 0787. Last name David. This is tax year 2007 as well. They listed the wrong vehicle year on the 2005 Ford pickup, and they want to do a refund on $550 of assessed value. They checked the state.
We've turned down 1,000 of these, everyone. This is going back that far. Just to me, this is a lot of difference. So the other one was a mistake where both people paid.
Did we put the wrong one, or did they put the wrong one? You've got
the
final
form. The wrong year on her form.
And they paid the taxes that year.
Yeah, they put a 2006, and it was a 2005.
And they went ahead and paid it and didn't say anything in 07. Motion to deny.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. What's the one right above it there? It's the same name.
Okay. Oh, good point. See, that is 0786. They're asking the same thing, except for this is on the year 2008. Same thing. They put the wrong year. Now, in this case, because it was in 2008 on their form, it was in the pre-printed area as a 2006, and they didn't change it.
Motion to deny.
On the wrong one.
Second that motion.
Motion to deny. Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. No deny.
0810, this is on a 2009. This taxpayer this taxpayer was assessed in error for the 2009 tax year. She did not live in Taney County on January 1st of 2009. The credit card holder that called in to pay by phone mistakenly paid both the correct 2008 and incorrect 2009 tax statements. So they paid it just recently, you know, but they did not live here in 2009.
So she wants the 08?
Pardon me?
You said 08 also?
They paid 08 and 09 at the same time.
And they owed 08, but they didn't owe 09.
That's right.
She lived here in 08, didn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And all she's requesting is the 09 back since she wasn't here. What proof
does
somebody...
What in the world would we do that for?
Yeah, and we don't have any
proof. It is 09.
Yeah, we don't have any proof that she's paying taxes in another county. There's nothing attached to showing she's paying taxes in another county.
And she doesn't, in her request, say I'm paying to Greene County or someplace?
No, normally whenever somebody says that I live in another county.
Sydney, can I see that one?
They provide their other county.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she came in and paid 09, now she's decided she's not here or something?
Someone, it looks like someone paid it for her because it says the credit card holder that paid it. So someone maybe.
Oh, there's a lot of.
I'd like to make a motion to table this to ask for proof that it was paid in another county,
okay,
or state, mm-hmm, or country.
Sounds sure. Good. Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye to table.
Okay. Oh, wait.
Is that 810 we just did?
James has it?
Yeah, it's okay.
810.
810 is tabled. This is 0826. This is tax year 2008. Taxpayer listed a 2007 Toyota Tundra, but they have a 2005. They checked the state, and it is a 2005, but they listed on their form a 2007.
Which number is this one?
0826.
And it's for 2008 taxes?
2008 tax year.
They listed it wrong and went ahead and paid it. Motion to deny.
What now? What 2005 and 2006 go together? Is it the same vehicle?
26 and 827.
Oh, okay. Yes, they're on number 0827. They're making the same request except for the year 2009. 826
is for
2008. Same issue. When they go to get their tags on their vehicle, they'll get their tags. Correct?
That is correct.
Motion to approve 826, I mean, deny 826 and approve 827.
And they've already paid their. Is it, these are refunds?
Yeah, these are refunds we're doing.
I'll second that.
Okay, to deny 826 and to approve 827. All in favor say aye.
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 5-0.
And the last refund is. Number 832, it's for tax year 2008. It's a 2000 Chevy Camaro, is actually a 1980, but they got on their bill a 2000. Got the proof from the state that it was a 1980. They didn't attach here a listing of, you know, what the form. But it's the difference between, it should be $100 of assessed value and they got charged $1,630.
Must have been in pretty good shape.
I don't really know if this was assessor error if the taxpayer wrote it down on, but that's probably the stuff.
Motion to table until we can decide if it was a taxpayer or a assessor.
Say it.
Aye.
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 What number is that?
That's 832.
Now let's get the fun part.
Okay, well, the rest of these are all, you know, just the regular old personal properties. These are all just erroneous in that they were, someone failed to remove their vehicle from their form, or they didn't own the vehicle on the first of the year, or it's a duplicate bill, or they didn't live in the county, or we split the bill, or they wrote down the wrong year or the model on the vehicle. Or it's just a real small amount of $2,500.
Is it all for 09?
These are all 09. Rather than going through each category and getting 10 different motions.
Motion to approve all of them.
Yeah. Second that motion.
I think we ought to do different categories.
You would rather play the game?
I'm just kidding.
We can play.
Don't want to make it too easy on some.
Well, let's just do them individually then.
Yeah.
Yeah. One by one.
If we could have each person come in and give a 5-minute dissertation of why, that'd
you know,
be better.
This
yet.
Thing here, though, does you say some of them, for example, just say, well, I didn't have the car in 09. Do we require them to show the bill of sale or anything?
You can look it up online.
It's
look
online.
Look it up on the state's website.
I know one of those in particular, a father and son owned a vehicle together, and then the son had a tax bill that he put the vehicle on. Well, we split, the father comes and said, hey, I want to pay my car. I don't want my son paying for it, and we split the tax bill for him. That would be one, four instances of a split.
Now, how do we want to do the motion? Do we want to do the motion by approval of by administrative correction?
I don't think so. I think we want to do... We've talked about that once. I think we ought to approve them. The whole bunch. I was teasing them.
But I mean,
but you're talking about where they wouldn't have to even, it's not our approval. We're just giving them the right to do whatever they think's right.
Well, I didn't know how to make that motion for them to administratively, because they're the ones looking through them.
I know that, but we're approving.
That they've looked through them correctly.
They looked through them and we're approving
correctly.
Them. Numbers.
Okay, it didn't make any difference. Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing.
Well, this is something.
Pretty much
that,
is.
Well, yeah. That is a question that's going to come up here in a few days. We're not going to be able to meet again before the end of the year. If there's any more personal property, do we just go ahead and adjust it?
Well, we have a DOE meeting scheduled for the 17th.
July. I forgot.
I think to talk more about that, and Paulson's not here to help, but...
He had to go to court.
I'm thinking that...
It has to come here. Those have to come here.
That's what I'm saying.
And, you know, you're welcome to look through these, but the girls in the personal property office do such a great job. There's always proof of everything attached, and I look through them, not that I'm an expert, but everything always looks very well in order to me. I can always see where, you know, the new tax bill has been written, and so we're just getting rid of the old tax bill. It's really...
I withdraw whatever I said there.
Well, this goes back to when I first came on the board 2 years ago. I recommended that, hey, these things that are just clerical errors are people who are the professionals, let them just change it. And I was told they have to, by law, come to BOE, which is, I think, silly, but if that's the law, we've got to do it.
What was your motion, Jeff, just for approval of these?
Dave's was the motion approval, and I was second of all those approvals.
And I'm ready to vote, too.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. You got it.
Thank you. Next meeting is the 17th. That's the regular monthly. This one here today was kind of a special one we stuck in because we thought there might be a lot of stuff coming up.
4 hours worth of stuck in here.
No joke.
But it's been, pretty smooth this December compared to last December. So we haven't had.
I'm the only difference. You know that? That's why it's so smooth.
I just want to say the last meeting, we practically had to hold you guys in your chairs. That's why we spent all our time.
Well, since we got time, your folks, as Cindy was just saying, write these abatements. And these that we've turned down today, because they were 07 or whatever, they don't really weigh in on that. They just
want to put it.
And it's our responsibility to decide whether it's a fair thing.
They want another set of eyes on what they've done. That's just basic bottom line. They don't want to do something that's... and let you guys make the decision.
So going back just a little bit, those that we've proved in a whole bunch just now are a different sort than the refund things, and that's why you brought them to us like you did.
Well, I can tell you that the girls probably will disagree with some of the refunds that we've turned down, because any taxpayer that tries to go get their tags on a vehicle and doesn't have a paid tax bill showing that vehicle on it is going to have that account if they owned it during that time period.
The refunds are, they're just basically the taxpayers come to them going, yeah, it'd be really nice if we could have a refund on this, and so the girls are just writing it. But these personal property things, these are just cut and dry. There's a bill that needs to be taken out of the system because a new one has been created. So it's a different situation than refunds.
Okay.
Yeah.
To clarify,
what we're doing on this one is exactly what the statute tells the clerk to do, is to correct clerical errors, and it actually tells me to do that in the statute.
Okay. But to clarify what you were saying, Donna, if we denied a refund for 2008, and they go get their tags, they can't get them now?
Have them come back and have James do it right. Do an add-on for 2008, and they'll have to pay the 2008, and then we'll get their
time. You know, that's what they should have done anyhow, and that's what should have been in there. The refund would then have been awarded as a duplicate payment. It's a simple procedure for the taxpayer to do it that way, but financially, to pay on two vehicles, sometimes it's very burdensome. But if they'd have just come and paid on the correct one and then declared it as a duplicate payment, these guys would have approved it as a refund.
Jim, there's one.
That's the issue, because now if they do come back in and they do pay on the correct bill, they can get it, then they're going to have a duplicate.
Then we'll bring it right in front of this board.
So the ones that did not are going to be brought up again.
I have a question, Jim. Would it be much of a problem on the notices when they go out on personal property taxes to increase the size of, like, the vehicles, what they're being taxed on?
That'd be a question, Dr. Rose, for the IS department. They're the ones that creates that.
Because it seems like there's a lot of space there unless you got 15 vehicles. Yeah, you hear. And that's so small, and it's right up near there. I wonder if part of our problem is people overlook it.
I do. I overlook my own. But this is, like I say, the IS department programs that in to take care of even individuals such as Reinhardt's and all these people that owns the businesses, like the boat docks that owns all those boats to be listed.
This one we did here, I'm holding.
Look at that.
The small print filled up just nearly every
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
You know, the form that goes out for people to fill out every year, you know, if you could put a great big bold block in there saying failure to list proper year or model of vehicle could result in your being able to obtain a license until it is corrected, you know, or something.
Right.
I, of course, if they don't read the other part, they don't read that, but, right. You know, I just think maybe right. That would make them think, uh-oh, you know.
Right.
But I'm concerned about this now that we have to turn around and, you know,
yeah,
there should be a way of doing it where even though we deny the refund, that we can correct it at the same time for the people so that we don't cause a problem of them having an unlicensable vehicle out there.
For instance, I just went and got my tags that were due in November, and I had to show my 2007 and 2008 tax bill, not my 2009.
Right.
So those people that have an incorrect 2007, 2008 aren't going to be able to get their cars done. Now, am I wrong about that, James?
No. Years ago, we just initialed it and wrote in the right year, but of course, the Department of Revenue got away from that.
And I don't know.
So that's why you've seen the increase in abatements, Chuck, mainly, because back years ago, we just correct those as administrative, but now that the Department of Revenue is involved, we have to write them to keep.
Which is really a good thing.
Right, to keep track of it.
Goes to
you,
they're not paid.
Right. Oh, they're the excellent policing for the assessor. Yeah, they're perfect.
Well, I know a lot of families where actually it's the wife that pays the bills just as part of the household operation.
Mm-hmm.
And she hadn't got any idea what model or year that car that survived it, her husband got it. And
well, but my house, the wife's the only one that knows, and I'm the one that fills out the personal property form, and I'm the one that don't know. Just vice versa.
You always got to be different.
I had two questions before you adjourn. Or
before we go to those, back to David's point then, if the state is watching that, and they're not, then maybe we should go backwards and give those refunds.
Now then, I've been sitting here thinking as you've been talking and trying to come up with scenarios why you shouldn't. Just like the lady that claimed she moved. If you give her that refund and she don't put that on there, like one somebody that's wanting a refund for 07, but they have moved. So they get their refund, they don't even have to worry with turning it into the Missouri Department of Revenue. They go somewhere else and do their thing.
Yeah, because they've already got a paid tax
bill. They've got a paid tax bill in their hand and they don't have to show the make and model somewhere else. They just go. So they can get away with it. There's loopholes around all of it.
But for the average person.
But for the average person that's residents here.
Then we're causing them a real
yes,
headache.
Yes, you are.
Well, it's not just some headache. Because if you come back later and James writes a new bill for them, we're going to have to go in and have our computer vendor go back in and reset these bills back to their original assessment because we can only adjust them one time. If we do a refund, that's it. We can only do a refund one time, and then we have to call in Jim Travis. He has to reset it all back to the original amount, and then we adjust it again. So it costs the county money for programming. But, I mean, if Sheila says that she can write on it and accept it, that would be an end to it. You know, they check to see if she still can.
Well, see, that's the flaw in the Missouri state law directing these guys. 1 year is all they can go back by statute. So here's 09, basically by statute.
Well, if we approved one of these that we denied and give a refund, that means they haven't paid any taxes on it.
Right, and they don't have to come run that one on. Now you're at least...
How do they get their license?
No, it needs to be changed to be a refund and a... That's what it needs to be done. The abatement needs to be written differently. that it needs to be changed to the correct tax year.
You know what a rule you could set that would be make lots of sense? That taxpayer, if he's erroneously put something down, say I put down an 06, should have been an 05. He should have to show through this documentation that he paid on that 05 before requesting the refund of the 06. Instead of you guys doing it and then him not falling through, there's a lot of people out there don't ever pay their taxes or don't get their vehicle's license. They wait for the state patrol to catch them. And I know that. Now, that's not standard, but it happens. I had a good friend that got caught with a license plate wrong on his car that had been wrong for 18 years. And he got pulled over in one of these where they stop everybody thing, and they've kind of caught him.
I mean, yeah, this concerns me. I mean,
Sheila, can the you procedure. Talk to us about this, because you deal with the taxpayer who's got the wrong year on the tax bill. Do you just correct the tax bill, write on it, or what do? Send it over to James?
If it's the wrong year that's over 10 years old that's going to have the same assessed value, like a 88, 89, we'll just write the year on it, and it has to have my seal on it, and then sign it, and then they accept it. If it has a different assessed value, then the assessor makes the correction in the dollar amount.
What we were discussing here, Sheila, was we denied two or three requests for refunds for 2008 because the taxpayer listed the wrong vehicle or the wrong year. And now I guess they're finding out, well, I put down an 06, but it's only an 05. I want a refund. So if we approve that refund, they've got a paid tax bill, but we're giving them a refund, but they can take their paid tax bill in to get a license, but yet it's for the wrong year, so they can't get a license. Whether we give the refund or not, actually.
But, okay. The license office normally, now they'll be, you know, have a clerk that might let it go by there, but normally if it's the wrong year, they'll send them in. And I've had customers, Debbie brought one to me one day this week, that it was the wrong year. They wanted to go ahead and get their tags. They didn't care about she was going to go ahead and run the abatement through, I think. And I signed, and she has a copy from the state, which we have so much more way of getting documentation now. We can go to the state and see for sure what that year is. And I signed off on it and put my seal so he could go ahead and get his tags. Then Debbie was going to run the abatement through because he would have a refund coming back.
If we deny a refund, we're not stopping somebody from getting their license then. That's what I was concerned about.
You are if they have to, because sometimes they'll go ahead and run them on for the correct year. Maybe it's a newer year. So they're going to run them on for the correct year, and they're going to have to pay that. And sometimes they don't have the money to pay that, and so they are holding off, and when you do that refund abatement, the girls will write on there for me to pay the other bill that's in there and give them the difference in if it's a greater amount. You see what I'm saying? So I'm going to pay the bill that's in there that's unpaid, and I'm going to give them the difference. You're approving the refund for that entire bill, but the girls will have a note on there to me, and then I'll pay both bills, and they're not really getting that full refund.
But we're doing an abatement on those taxes or a refund, and we're not adding something else back on.
Yeah, I think the ones that you've denied today aren't a case where there's another bill to be paid, you know.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, so they're wanting a refund, but then shouldn't we do an add-on at the same time for the right vehicle?
That seems appropriate to me.
Yeah, it'd have to be.
I mean, that's what we ought to be doing.
Normally they do that. Normally the girls...
None of these did, and that's... I mean, if we're going to have
What's
an
the
abatement
ref-
come through to give a refund because wrong year, then we should have an add-on at the same time.
Mm-hmm. They usually will have with their abatement. If you're saying they paid on, they need a different year vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Usually they'll have they'll run them on for the other vehicle, and they'll have it attached with their abatement, and they'll have the The new bill and the old bill. They probably, they usually they do that.
That makes more sense. Then we get it corrected all at one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're usually real good about doing that.
But on 07s, my girls wouldn't. Where you're asked for a refund in 07s, usually somebody that comes in and sees there's a difference in their vehicle, and they go, oh my gosh, I've turned the wrong vehicle in for sale, I want a refund. So we've got lots of different situations occurring on this refund situation. Mm-hmm.
Because there's no new bill on here.
Yeah. These are two that were denied today, refunds for the tax year 2008. And there wasn't new bills on either one of these. It's just like, you know, they're asking for a partial refund. So how does that work?
Yeah, they're not showing. So in other words, the paid bill that they would have would be with the wrong information on it. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Debbie had one that she brought to me, and I don't remember the name. And he needed these tags right then, and she was going to write the reason for the difference from between a 05 and an 07, and had me sign for it to go ahead. And I need to ask her which one it was, but like say this, it says he put an 07 down, he has an 05, and that would make sense. And so, and she had the state copy, and I put the year of the vehicle and put my seal on it, and then she was going to put an abatement through for the difference in what an 05 and an 07 would be.
Well, I can understand that, but I mean, what we've got right now, we don't know if that's the difference or if it's the full amount.
No, there should be a note, you know what I mean, saying
neither one of these two are a case where there's another bill to pay with the refund money. And this would be an answer for you. This was a situation of that he's already got his, so to get his tags for the 05. And now the danger, because, and I just, the girls just told me that I might want to listen and come down here, so I didn't have to call everything, but the reason, like we used to be able to do this real easy, like I just said, that, sign off, but we're live now, and I send it to the Department of Revenue in my database of paid receipts, so that would not allow them to get a paid receipt. That would not allow them to pay online or to go to the License Bureau without having to come to our office and get it signed and save that away. Where now they can go to the License Bureau, and if they don't have that receipt, they can draw it up and they can see it, but they're not going to be seeing the correct vehicle if we don't bring it by computer. But we did have this one that, and Debbie would know. If you want me, I'll step down there and ask her if this is the one.
But I think you've answered, though, the concern was, would these taxpayers be able to get their license plate? Yes, they would, because you'd be able to say that, yes, they paid it. Yeah, they paid it all the wrong year, but they could pay it.
If they want to, so, but when we do that, we tell them that the only way you're going to get it, you've got to keep the copy of this receipt in order to get it. And if you lose it, if you try to go to the License Bureau, they can't draw it up and see it, or they can't go online and do it.
The only thing is an inconvenience, they'd have to come back and see you before they went to the License Bureau.
And if they came back to see me, they'd have to go through all the same questions again, because I'm not going to remember tomorrow who we looked up the information. We'd go back, look up in the Department of Revenue, and go back to the assessor's office. And
our only concern was, even though they filled out incorrect information on their form, is still available their car tags, and you've answered yes they can by coming to your office. So
not a common.
It's eliminated that issue.
Usually we do that where the assessed value is the same, it's an older year, and there's no need to go through all them.
Okay.
And we can go back when the Department of Revenue went to a 2-year tag, which put more errors being caught back, like say now 07's caught that they don't, because they got a 2-year tag. I think 139031 has us go back 3 years to make those corrections. They changed that when they went to that 2-year tag to.
Excellent.
I had two questions.
I think we're done.
Oh, he had two questions.
All right. These were actually comments. Do you remember what the first one was?
was.
We interrupted you on the first
one. Oh.
That was the first one.
Okay. No, there was a gentleman in Merriam Woods, and this is actually directed to the board and Cindy, I guess, that had two lots where the boulders was across the road, and I had told him it was going to change. It didn't get changed under my word. I come to this board and ask him to change his tax bills when he received them, and I thought you guys voted to do that.
I remember the discussion on that, and I thought we voted too.
He came in my office day before yesterday and said he'd never received a tax bill. I know what he looks like.
Okay, but do you guys remember the
decision? Yes. I remember lowering it based on your recommendation. We lowered the value to whatever the minimum is or something on it.
Right. Yes. Because, oh, no, I don't, Sheila. He wears that little cap, looks like a retired golfer.
Let me type that into the computer.
We'll get a sketch artist. We'll do some facial recognition.
I can find it, but I just cannot remember the name. It was a real estate, and I just brought it in because
It was at the last meeting. So you've got the minutes right there in front of you. Can you give me a name or a parcel number based on those minutes? Maybe?
I thought that was back in the...
It's when the tax bills came out, because he brought them in, and he said, hey, I didn't get... You told me, James.
But we discussed it back in Summer BOE, didn't we?
Merriam Woods we did, in that area.
I mean, this particular one.
It's not in here.
One,
I'm not sure.
It's been several months since we discussed it.
And Dave said, well, that James told...
You had a picture of it, I think.
Yeah, and there's boulders across the road.
It's impossible to build on.
Second thing. I'll go to the second one. I'll have to do some...
You'll have to work on the first one.
I'll have to work on the first
one. I don't think we have anything responsible.
I just want the board to know the state come in and measured 500 properties. They found some mistakes on the assessor's part. I have since went back and started to remeasure every property in Taney County, but I particularly went back to these 500 first. And we have found that the state has made numerous mistakes, higher than a 50% mistake ratio on what they measured and what they did. And it's revealing in my office. I have the information right there for any of you board members that wants to see. When asking the state, I called them, made them aware of two or three of those mistakes, and the comment come back, humans make mistakes. I want you to know that. It was testified in court that Taney County was held to perfection. No other standard. And the gentleman said to me, well, we as the state are human and we make mistakes. So if anyone wants to see some of this, it's all right there in my office of the mistakes they've made, and there is numerous. They called a finished basement. A finished basement with poles and gravel on the floor. My guys went back and took pictures of it. Got photos there of it. So I want you gentlemen to know that is occurring. And the state, like I said, I called them. I called the gentleman that testified in court. I called the gentleman that measured. And I called it, and I called his hand on it. And he said, humans make mistakes.
Is there any sign now that we're going to release the money to the county that they've withheld?
No. They've actually took more. You probably haven't heard that yet. But it's in the newspaper. They took... $2 a parcel statewide.
Yeah, not from every Taney county, from every county.
To do our job with.
Not just Taney County.
Every county in the state got $2 per parcel trimmed from already budgeted money.
So. I think we're adjourned, aren't we, gentlemen?
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We got some business. We got some 9 o'clock business. We need
to. Yeah, you guys want to reconvene as a commission now?